The date was May 8th, 1973. There was a newspaper with the headline, $450 million N plant planned for Inola. And as I understand it, somebody had placed it on her desk or in her chair.
Yeah, at that point. She was the head nurse at a nursing home that my father and she built. She went in the office that morning and there it was. She never found out who put it there. But probably it was just somebody delivering the mail.
PSO had bought nearly 2,000 acres through a third party. And then they were to convince Inola residents of the wonders of nuclear power. PSO invited the community to a get-together and a progress report. That's when they talked.
You realize this was at the time when Eisenhower was touting Adams for peace. This was not too long after World War II, which ended with the Nagasaki and Hiroshima bombings. A lot of the research and construction for those bombs went on in a place called Oak Ridge in Tennessee. Mother had read stories about frogs with five legs and, you know, other deformities. And other deformities in other species as well. So she thought to herself, if that's going to happen to my grandchildren and my children, it's going to be a disaster. So that's part of what started her off. But she decided to go down and see the site. There was an open gate, so she went onto the site in Inola and saw how beautiful it was and how terrible it was going to be if it were destroyed. They had already broken ground at that point. There had been this big ceremony with the governor and so forth, a groundbreaking ceremony where they cut the ribbon and so forth. Commonplace back then.
The name Black Fox Nuclear Plant, where did they come up with the name Black Fox?
It's just a translation of the Cherokee name of the town. Inola means black fox in Cherokee.
Mm-hmm. She decided she had to do something about it, but at that point, she had not gotten the courage. She had never had anything that she had to fight for, except in terms of her own personal life.
Let's say here, you talked about Eisenhower and Adams for peace.
Yeah.
I have the definition here. Nuclear power comes from the process of nuclear fission or the splitting of atoms, and the resulting controlled nuclear chain reaction creates heat, which is used to boil water, produce steam, and drive turbines that generate electricity. So that's the nub, then, of what we're talking about. And why?
And that's also where the interstate highway system came from, because to transport those reactors and the fissile materials that were used in them, it required very heavy trucks, and the road system was not set up for that. So Eisenhower, as a good general, realized that he had to do the infrastructure for it. It just breaks my heart. I mean, I am very sorry that he built the Adams for Peace initiative, but at the same time, I have to say that the interstate highway system was a great triumph, and I am very sorry that we have allowed it to deteriorate as much as we have. I think we have got to start realizing that we are in a war with ourselves and do something about it.